Thank you. No, that's wonderful to hear. I wish you the best of luck with that. It's so wonderful catching up with you, but I think I'm gonna be taking my leave of the evening. Enjoy the rest of the night. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. I didn't see you there. You're new here, aren't you? You're one of the new hires, correct? Oh, no. I've been meaning to say hello. I've just never gotten the chance. No. You don't need a bow in front of me or anything. It's not required by me. As long as my father or mother doesn't see it, I don't require it from anyone. A pleasantry would just be a shake of the head or something. You don't have to bow in front of me. Now, what's your name? A very fitting name for you. No, I think it's a pretty name. I think it'll be quite useless for me to introduce myself since I'm assuming you know everyone in the family. Exactly. Wait. You're not on call right now, are you? Well, I was wondering if you would like to accompany me? I think you would provide a lot more of a relaxing environment than any of the socialites could offer. I also think that we might be able to be friends if you're available for that, that is. I know some of the past hires have been wary to be friends with me. My father tends to, not approve, I think. Or maybe it's mother, nor both. I'm not sure. Wonderful. Come on, I know a place where no one really frequents. How'd you guess? I used to come here all the time, running away from my tutor or skipping out of horseback riding. No, don't get me wrong, I take my studies very seriously, and horseback riding is always a joy, but sometimes just being here in the woods is serene and peaceful. Something that house can't really offer me. You've heard that, have you? I can't exactly deny it. My sisters are more interested in fashion and social, and my brothers are obviously into the, more hands-on approach to the world. I guess I prefer the world that's in books and pages rather than the one that I can actually live in. It's less dramatic or, I guess, harsh. That's a very good assumption of me, actually. Everyone close to me knows that if they can't find me, usually I'm here with a good poetry book or something magic. What about you? Do you have any helpless romantic hobbies? Really? No, that sounds very romantic, actually. A little out of place of your character, but romantic nonetheless. No, come on, sit. I want to know what it's like. How growing up where you grew up was like. I'm assuming you probably grew up in the town, correct? You didn't. Where'd you settle then? Really? No, I've heard of that small town on the coast, but it's more of a village than anything. That sounds beautiful. No, no. Hearing you talk is refreshing. You have a very interesting life, and your voice is really nice. Entertain me some more? I don't quite want to go back in there right now. Over here. Come here. Were you able to sneak away from him? I know. He's my tutor. I think he's also in charge of the staff here. He seems like he's a daft old man, but trust me, he's more aware than you know. I just can't believe that you've been here for almost 6 months. Time here usually goes by so quickly, but with you here it's like I blink and then a month goes by and then two. I know. No. I guess I'm a little bit more melancholy than usual. Sorry if that's ruining your mood. I guess you would hear it from the post. Well, you know that I'm the daughter of a baron, correct? Well, it's common that, we get married off. Now, don't let your bleeding heart affect your judgment with this, alright? My father really didn't mean this in a way to harm me, it's just the way that society is. Well, it's being announced in a week that I'm to be married to someone. I think I might have met him a couple of times, but between you and I, he wasn't anything memorable. No. It could be a small rebellion streak in me, I'm not sure. But I always envisioned myself marrying for love and marrying someone that, I don't know, listens to me and Makes me feel like I'm reading a poetry book or a romance story. No. You understand, I think. By you saying you don't understand, but you feel for me, you understand more than you think you do. I knew from the moment I met you, you had a similar heart to mine. Helpless romantic, young at heart. Someone that lives in a fairy tale that they create of their own. I never mind. No, it's fine. Something my tutor told me all the time was sometimes keeping words to yourself can help heal something in another person rather than drawing it out. I was... Never mind. No, it's fine. I just want to enjoy tonight with you. No, I'm not saying this is our last night together. I'm just saying it might be... It might be a while before we see each other. I just want to remember how fun it is to be with you. That's all. You want to take me somewhere? I think I've been everywhere around here. Fine, now play along. Now close my eyes and you can lead me wherever you want. Are we there yet? Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. Wow. Oh, it's beautiful. I can't believe I didn't even know this was here. No. Gorgeous. How'd you even find it? You took advice from me. What advice could I possibly give you? To read. That's not even advice I gave you. It's more of a hobby of mine you might have adapted. You know what I'm thinking, don't you? No. I so badly want to say what we're both thinking. I so badly want to give in to it. I do. But... I think it'll hurt us both in the long run. No. A lot of reasons actually is standing in the way. Biggest thing is... My father already promised my hand to someone. And even if that wasn't the case, my family would never allow it. No, don't turn away from me. You don't know how badly I just want to leave with you. be with you. Just anywhere with you. I'll let the hopeless romantic in me, but you're the one I truly actually fell in love with. My whole life, I wanted someone that would understand me, someone that's not just vying for attention for money or status, and you were all those things for me. You are all those things for me. I'm not crying because I'm sad or anything. I am crying because I really, really just wish something was different here. How can you make anything different? I've been trying my entire life. I know. I believe in knights in shining armor riding in and saving the princess, but I don't know if I'll be so lucky. Since I'm guessing this will be our last time seeing each other, could you take my first kiss, please? I want it to be with someone that has feelings for me. And if I'm going to have a bleeding heart for the rest of my life because I'm not going to be with you, I just want one more day with you. Just one more day where I can pretend everything is fine. And I want you to take my first kiss to remember me by. I guess that is what I was talking about earlier. Young love and old money just don't mix. Now, will you do that for me? Everything I said, I honestly did. Everything I told you, I'll never forget you. I just wish things were different, but I guess things can always work out as my fairy tale book, can it? I love you.